Welcome everyone to the Ovei Torah. Magen Avraham Daf Yom Kippur. Today's shiur is Daf Vav. We today will begin on Daf Vav Amud Aleph. We're going to start at Bayi Reb Zeira. Two dots in the middle of Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Bayi Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira asks the question: Takfa echad befanenu mahu? If a person grabbed it in front of us, what's the halacha? Which means the standard case of our Mishnah is that Reuven comes in and him and Shimon are holding a talit together, right? And the halakha is that Reuven swears that he doesn't own less than half, Shimon swears that he doesn't own less than half, and they split the talit. That's the standard case. What happened? They asked Rav Zeira Zanamora, what would be the halakha if Reuven, in front of our faces, grabs the talit from Shimon? Okay? So the Gemara doesn't know what Rav Zeira means. What's Rav Zeira talking about? Either Shatik, if Shimon was quiet when Reuven grabbed the talit in front of the Betin, do we odile? That means Shimon admits to Reuven that it was his talit. Obviously, if he's quiet, that's what he's doing. If he either katzavach, and if he's yelling, my halavim, then of course, if he yelled, then who cares that the other guy's holding it now? What did you want Shimon to do? Reuven's stronger than him. It doesn't mean anything that Reuven grabbed it. Why would Rav Zeira even ask a question like that? Are you following or no?
I'm with you.
Says Gemara, lo. Tzricha deshatik mikara v'had atzavach. The case was that Shimon was first quiet and then he yelled. And we're trying to interpret his actions. What was this quiet yelling business? My, what does that mean? Do we say option A? Mitishtik adui otele. The fact that originally he was quiet, that means he admitted. And his later yelling is just a change of mind, but he knows it's not his. Or Dilma, or maybe, Kevin de Katzavacha Tashta, since now he's yelling, Aglui Milta de Hai de Shatik Mikara Savar Hai de Chazer Abaran. He's showing that the reason why he was quiet in the beginning is because he figured, hey, the rabbis are watching. They see that he's grabbing it. It's not going to change anything. And if so, if we go with option B, we're still going to do the split and swear over here because there's no admission. It's just that Reuven is stronger, so he grabbed it. But Shimon's quietness is going to be attributed just to his knowledge that since it happened in front of Betin, there's nothing to worry about. You understand Rav Zeira's question?
Mm-hmm.
He wants to know, does this grabbing with a yelling and with a quiet than a yelling, what's the law? Okay. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman Tashma, Rav Nachman says, I'll prove you Rav Zeira's question from the following Braita. It says the following. Now listen to this Braita. The Braita is a vague Braita. We don't know what the case is. But, Mike, when there's a vague Braita, so we're going to presume that even though the Braita didn't say it's talking about our case. Our case is when in front of Betin, Reuven grabs it and he's holding it, right? That's our Braita.
Right.
So, this is Tashma, v'medav mishushneim adukima. These words are said that they split and swear when they're both holding it. But if the talet is only under one of the guy's hands, so the bright is saying that this law of splitting and swearing is only when two guys are holding it. But if only one guy's holding it, then the second guy has to bring a proof. One who wants to take something from his friend has to bring a proof. That's the end of the Braita. Hechitami, the Gemara is asking, what's that case? If it's the way it's written, basically a guy, Levi walks into Bezdin and holding it, and Yehuda is yelling that it's his. Pshita, of course Hamotzi Mechavero. Obviously, if Yehuda's not holding it, why should Yehuda get it from Levi? Are you with me or no?
Right.
Ela shetakva echad bin farinu. Must be that the case was like our case. That really they both came in holding it, Levi and Yehuda, and Levi grabbed it from him. And you see that the halakha was, the Bible says, Hamotzi mechavero alaya. That a person who wants to take something from his friend has to bring a proof. And if so, that's the answer to our question. What was our original question? Original question was, if someone grabbed it in front of us, and the other guy was quiet first, and then yelled
right?
What's the halakha? So here we're seeing the halakha is because that probably was the case over here. because it can't be talking about a simple case that Levi was holding it the whole time, because then obviously Yehuda doesn't get it. Must be that Levi and Yehuda walked in holding it. Levi grabbed it first. Levi grabbed it. Yehuda was quiet and then yelled, and therefore you have a proof to answer. Lo. Most is not necessarily. Okay. No, Moses, who told you? This was a vague case. You just assumed that I was talking about the case of Reb Zera, where the guy grabbed it in front of us. Maybe not. Maybe it's talking about a different, not simple case. What's the other not simple case? It could be talking about this case. Levi and Yehuda walk in holding the talit together. Right, we eyeball that mic, and we say, "Oh, Levi, Yehuda, okay, very good. Yes, my mind, okay, guys, go, Levi, we go get out of Beit Din, go split it." Levi Yehuda walk out of Beit Din, and they come back 20 minutes later, and Levi's holding it. We say, "Hey, what's going on, Levi? How'd you get it?" Levi says, "Oh, well, as soon as we walked out, he admitted it was mine, and he gave it to me." Yehuda says, "Oh no, that's not what happened. I walked out of Beit Din." And Levi says, "Listen, we're splitting it. Do you mind renting me your hef?" And he gave me $20 to rent my hef. And therefore, they're arguing. That's the case that the Braita meant when he says, if Levi's holding it. Levi's holding doesn't mean that he grabbed it in front of us. No, it means that this whole story where there's a disagreement about what happened out of Beit Din. But they walked in originally holding it. Did you follow what I'm saying or not really?
No, say again. What does that mean? Okay, walking out of?
I'll tell you. Because the Braita was a vague Braita. The Braita just said, listen, if Levi's holding it, then Yehuda has to bring a proof. We assumed, it can't be talking about just Levi just walked in and Yehuda was never holding it, because then it's obvious Yehuda has to bring a proof. Must be talking about our case where they came in together, Levi grabbed it in front of us, Yehuda was quiet first and then yelled, and therefore it's a proof to us. Who told you this vague Braita is talking about our case? I can explain this vague Braita talking about a completely something different else. Case. What's this other case? We're leaving you to walk in holding it. We tell them, get out and split and swear it. They walk out. 20 minutes later, Levi's holding it alone. Yes, Levi. Hey, Levi, how'd you get the whole thing? Didn't we tell you to split it? Yeah, but outside he admitted that's why he gave it to me. That's why I'm holding it. And Yehuda says, that's not what happened. Outside, he said, you know what, I need it right now. I'll give you $10, I'll rent your half. And he gave me $10 for it. Levi, that's not what happened. You admitted to me. And that's the case where we said, that we trust Levi and not Yehuda. That's what was going on. And therefore, it's no...
Just by him saying so.
Oh, so you want to know why do we trust Levi?
Right.
I think Gemara's going to answer that in a second. Mm-hmm. But you see that no longer is it a proof to our case of someone grabbing in front of us, because it's not a grabbing in front of us case. Maybe it's a case where they walked down and came back. Who told you it was a vague case? You just presumed it was our case.
Right.
But I can tell you took about this
that
case.
It happened a different way.
Right. Now, in this case, why would we trust Levi? I think Gemara's going to say in a second, because Levi's is much more believable than Yehuda. Why? Because Levi is claiming he admitted to me. Yehuda's saying that I rented it to him. Yehuda, when you walked in 20 minutes ago, you said he was a thief. And now, you're willing to trust him, to rent him your object, without witnesses? Come on.
Right.
Therefore, that's why we trust Levi. And we tell Levi, okay, Yehuda, if you claim you rented it to him, bring witnesses. Otherwise, we don't trust you. Okay? But either way, yes, 7:40 in there. It's a quick one. You might want to stop before. It's a quick, and he usually plays obsessed. Okay? The Ebayt Ema. Another way I can explain this vague Mishnah. It could be that they came in front of us when one guy was holding it, and the other guy's just holding the edges of it. Even according to someone who generally says that you split money without shivua, and we're teaching you here that holding the edges is nothing. But either way, the vague braita is not going to be a proof to our case, because it could be either talking about this rental claim case, or it could be talking about a case where a guy is holding the edges. But either way, it's not talking about our case necessarily, and it's no proof to Reb Zaira's question, which is, what happens if someone grabs it in front of us and the other guy's quiet? And then he yells. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me or not really?
I'm with you.
Okay. Now we are on the first word line. Says the Gemara, If you want to claim that if someone grabs it in front of us, we're going to grab it out of his hand, right? Then hikdisha ena mekudeshet. What happens if instead of, if the guy was makdishet, which means let's say I say we're both holding it and Reuven says I'm giving the whole thing to the Beit HaMikdash, right? Can you give me the case? Here, you and I walk in holding the phone,
right?
Hold, right? Mine. We're coming to Beit Din, and I say, you know something? I'm giving the whole thing to Beit HaMikdash. Now, the same way, if we claim that if I grabbed it from you, you're going to pull it out of my hand, because like I said, grabbed it in front of Beit Din, we're going to pull it out of my hand. That means I don't have any power over this part
that I came in
over the part that you're holding. Right. And if so, when I makdish it, I also can't makdish this part of it because you're holding it. The same way, I won't have the right to pull it from you. I don't have the right to makdish it.
Right.
Okay. But. But if you claim that when I pull it, I could keep it, which means that the fact that I pulled it means so it shows mine, then I should be, the question is, am I also free to just talk and say it's Betin, or maybe my talk doesn't work, right? Since we say, when you say something, it's like handing it when you say something belongs to the Beit HaMikdash, it's like handing it to a regular guy, so here too, it's like I grabbed it. Kimanda takvadami. Or demo, maybe we should say, no. Since as of yet, I still don't own it yet. I still don't have it, and therefore I have no right to do it, maybe. It says a man who's makdish his house, kodesh. Just like your house means you have possession over it. So too, you can only do something that's in possession. It's including our case, where Mike is holding half of the phone. So we're trying to get an answer on this question. Do we say that since if you hold that I grabbed it from you, you don't take it out of my hand, would it follow also that I can makdish it too without? Or do we differentiate between talking and grabbing? Grabbing may work, but maybe talking not, or no, grabbing and talking are the same. That's our question. You following or not really?
No, I'm not following the question.
There's two possibilities. One possibility is if I grab it from you, you pull it out of my hand. Right. If so, I have no right to makdish for sure. Second possibility, if I pull it out of your hand, I'll get to keep it. If you claim that I get to keep it, we have a question. Does that only work if I grabbed it? Or would it even work if I don't grab it, I leave it with you, but I just makdish it? Do we say, well, talking is like, saying hekdesh is like grabbing. And if so, my hekdesh will work. Or do we say, no, makdish, hekdesh only works when you're holding something, like your house, right? But when somebody's not holding something, he has no power to hekdesh it by it at all. And then the hekdesh will not work, even though the grabbing would have worked. Hekdesh will not. That's the two sides of the question. You following or not really? One more time. You ready?
Side one, you're both holding it.
Okay, hold on. We're both holding it. If we're assuming that when I grab it, they're going to give it back to you, then nothing I say is going to work. Because that means that nothing, if I can't grab it, I definitely can't makdish it.
Okay.
But if you say when I grab it, it would work, our question will also hekdeshing it work? Or yes. will only grabbing work, but hekdesh is less good because hekdesh only works when I have possession. And here I left it with you and I don't, and I'm trying to makdish it while you have possession. Maybe that inherently no good because hekdesh needs possession.
Even though you grab
it. No, I'm not talking about grabbing it. Okay. In this case, this is another case. You're holding it, I'm holding it. And instead of grabbing it, I'm going to say it's Beit HaMikdash. On the one hand, giving to Beit HaMikdash is like grabbing, so therefore it should work. And therefore, even though you're holding it, you're now holding Beit HaMikdash stuff. Or do we say, no, in order to makdish, I have to have possession. Since you have possession of it, therefore it will not work.
Right.
You following this or no?
Yeah.
Good. That's the question. Tashma, I'll bring you proof. Dahi Misuta. There was a bathhouse. The two guys were arguing about. Hi, I'm a Dadihu, if I am Dadihu. This guy said it was mine, this guy said it was mine. Kam Khadmina, one of them got up, Akdisha, and he said it belongs to the Beit HaMikdash. So now it's a Beit HaMikdash bathhouse. Hirshi Mineh, Rav Chanina, Rav Oshi, Rav Kula, Rabbanan. Rav Chanina, Rav Oshi, and all the rabbis did not want to use the bathhouse anymore. Why not? Because as long as the bathhouse was in dispute, so the money could be given, split by both of them. But now that that is not in dispute, and with that one guy claiming he gave it to the Beit HaMikdash, maybe it belongs to the Beit HaMikdash, and they're not allowed to use it. So they stopped using the bathhouse. When you go in front of Rav Chisda Kafri, ask him the question, what's the law in this bathhouse? We want to use the bath. You following this or no?
Mm-hmm.
When it came to Sura, Ramruna told him, guess what? It's a Mishnah. A Mishnah in Taharot. It says, Safek Bechorot. If we're not sure if an animal is bechor, let's say if you're not sure if a kid is a firstborn, echad bechor adam, whether it's a pidyon haben, echad bechor mara, or whether it's a bechor of an animal, ben teonim, whether it's a tahor animal, for example, like a cow or a sheep, where the animal is supposed to go to the kohen if it's firstborn, or ben temim, or whether it's a hamor, where you have to do peter hamor. Right, and redeem it from the coin. The rule is Hamotzi mechevro alav araya, which means if we're not sure, then the Kohen has no right to grab it because he let the Kohen prove that it's the firstborn. If we're not sure if this is the firstborn, unless the Kohen can prove it's the firstborn, he has no right to get any money in any of these cases. Right? Or the other way around, let's say the Kohen already got the money. The Israel can't get back his money unless he proves it, right? V'tanela, asunim b'giza u'ba'avuda. And we learned that they're also, you're not allowed to, these safek animals, you're not allowed to use them. You can't work with them in the field. You can't take a safek para, that's safek b'chor, you can't use it to plow your field because it might be b'chor, not belong to you. V'acha da'amar takfu kohen. In our case, where we have the case of Takfu Kohen, if the Kohen would have grabbed it, En Motzi Motiyo Miyado, Diktani Motzi Mechabra Valaya, Lo Takfu Osim Begizia Babuda. In our case, it's Safek Bechor. Halacha is that if the Kohen would grab it, the Bechor, right, and the guy would yell and scream, and motziyam motobiyo, we won't take it away from him. So it sounds like whether it's a Kohen or whether it's Yisrael, whoever is the motzi has to bring a proof. And if so, the Kohen, if he's holding it, the other guys put it out. Lo takfu, if he didn't grab it, asumu gizevada. And we see from here that in the case of the bathhouse, where the guy would yell and scream, it's impossible to motive him. And therefore, if he makdish it, it'll work. Just like we see the Kohen, the Kedusha of the animal works on Safek Kohen. Here too, in the case, if Makdish, it should work. Even without grabbing it. That's how the Gemara wants to claim now. I'm like, no, Kedusha Bechor, Kamen, you mentioned Kedusha Bechor, you can't bring a proof from Bechor. I could really tell you that when the Kohen grabs it, you can take it out of his hand. It's different when the Kedusha comes on its own. In the case of Bechor, the Kedusha would have came on its own. In our case, the Kedusha is coming from Hekdesh, the guy
making it Hekdesh, right.
And therefore, it's not necessarily the same as our case. Okay, we're going to stop it. Amar Rav Chanina, Rava. Okay? Baruch Adonai, Amen, Amen.